Inconsistent.
Okay, here we go. Johnny B. Goode release day is 1958. Very good.
So, iTunes. iTunes named, updated, its number one album sold.
Sold or rated? Those are two different things.
I'm going to go with sold. I don't fucking remember.
Because if it's sold, iTunes
has right, because no same. iTunes is a subscription?
Facts are facts. iTunes is the music. iTunes is just the app they use. I mean, they don't even use iTunes anymore. They already took it out.
Apple now it's Music?
It's converted to iMusic.
Okay, great. You guys with your fucking names.
Well, you know what it is? iTunes was the app that you would connect your phone to. Now it's irrelevant. You do everything on your phone. You don't need the app anymore.
So you got to get rid of the name so you can keep the name?
I guess. They changed it from iTunes to iMusic. And because iTunes also sold apps.
It's okay because Google does the same shit.
Yeah. And then they.
Google creation to then end it and send you mad emails like, you better hurry up. We're ending this shit because it doesn't work.
Like, oh, sorry. I never subscribed to you in the first place. Rest in peace. Yeah, because then they have the App Store, which I guess. And even on the Macs, they have their own version of the App Stores for the Mac.
So number one in the charts, whether that's sales or I don't know specifically, you can look it up.
Well, let's be specific. Is it? I gotta be on music.
So with the music, it's a subscription, right? It has to be album sold, which is wild. Double check. It has to be album sold.
Top iMusic top 100.
And you know who it is?
Wait, I thought I saw what it was. Well, shut the hell up! It's damn. No way.
Yeah, bro.
What the heck?
Beating number two, which is the other who held it for
a minute. Wait, wait, wait. No way.
Yeah, bro.
I'm reading something wrong here.
Yes. Number one.
iTunes top 100 songs in 2024 is what I saw. Because that song Million Dollar Baby came up, and I'm like, there's no way that's one of the top selling.
Oh, for this year? No. I'm talking about, so this is album of all time. So I don't know if this is Billboard charts. This has to be exclusively Apple.
Hold on.
Because it's Apple producing these numbers. You feel me?
It has to be albums of all time.
So who do you think it is?
The number one? The last time I saw is Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, it is Lauryn Hill.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. She's great. That's one of the best albums. That's an unskippable album. You can literally listen to the whole thing without skipping a song. In my opinion. I've done it. I've just pressed play and let it rock.
Higher than Thriller, number two.
Thriller's a crazy one.
Thriller's a crazy album Thriller's to be.
Crazy one. You know what? I feel like I need to listen to Thriller. Because I've listened to Thriller before and skipped songs here and there. I don't know. I could listen to Lauryn Hill straight through, straight shot. Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Thriller's number two. Number three is Abbey Road by the Beatles, which I never listened to. Purple Rain, again, never listened to. Blonde by Frank Ocean. I heard that was a great album.
Songs in Thriller that she beat.
Let's go.
The Girl Is Mine with Paul McCartney.
That's real good.
Thriller. Beat It.
That's the
Billie Jean?
That is crazy. Billie Jean alone. But I guess they're not judging the song. They're saying, okay, that's one song in the album.
Right.
They're trying to be objective. Like, okay, that's one song. No matter how much it sold, how little bit it sold, that's the one song that was a hit.
That was, right. I mean, with those three songs alone, Wanna Be Starting Something.
Wanna Be Starting Something. Gotta be starting Bro, something.
Those four alone.
That is pretty crazy. Honestly, she probably should have been number two. They should have just gave it to Michael Jackson off of...
Bro, that's OD.
Yeah.
That's awesome. But her album, I agree with you. Her album is fucking dope.
It's a great album. I listened to it recently.
I was just listening to it just today. Bitch, that's fucking amazing.
Okay, Abbey Road.
But what did you find? Is it album?
It's album.
It is album.
But now that we're here, since we already said this part, out of I the reason why I was so shocked, because Not Like Us is number one. That's crazy.
I'm not that surprised with that.
Not Like Us is number one. Think about what Not Like Us is. Not only is it a diss song, but he's calling Drake a pedophile. And people are just singing along. It's probably A minor.
So, hold on. So, do you think that...
This is how bad it got.
What is that?
Just to watch.
It's like a video just, for your watch?
It's just a watch face.
It's because...
Jesus Christ.
It's because of the... We won't be able to use any of this.
Yeah.
It's because of the hype.
I don't know if it's just that.
I mean, Drake, it's not us. When you think about other battles, do you go back and listen to Tupac dissing Biggie?
If it comes up, I listen to it. But I don't choose it necessarily.
You don't choose it why necessarily?
There is one song, though, that I choose to listen to. It's Ether by Nas. When he's dissing Jay-Z.
Okay.
And that's why...
Let's put Nas to the side real quick.
That term has... The name of the song is called Ether. That term is used now as like a noun to say, oh man, you ethered him. You know what I'm saying? Because now it took over the meaning of what it is to do. And that ended the beef right there. That was the end of it.
Because that was so dope.
Yeah, it was just like, it's done. We're done here.
And but why don't you listen to other diss songs? And I don't think you'll be listening to this 5 years from now.
I don't know, bro. It's a good song. As a song, it's good. Even if you didn't listen to the words. The beat is really good.
Yeah.
I'll start on the beat. Yo. Good. It's a good song, bro.
I don't know.
It's crazy. So like, all right, since we're already here. You know what? We're here.
Yeah, let's turn it on. Let's make out.
Let's make out.
That was a manly one for you.
I still hear the thingy.
So this is my whole thought behind this whole Kendrick Drake whatever. Drake was saying, your feet are small, you're lame, you're not as cool as me, like stupid things, right? You're Herb, the usual. This is what we do. That's how they diss each other, right? Since we were little kids, this is how we diss each other, right? You're ugly, you got a big nose. They always try to, like, you know, make fun of you, right? That's not what Kendrick necessarily did. Kendrick dissected him as a person, saying, you are not an American. Not only are you not American, you're not an African American. You were never raised in the hood. So you talking like this is a form of cultural appropriation, because you were raised in Canada by a Jewish family in an industry. You were an actor. You had money. You had a house. You know what I'm saying? We have videos of you in your house talking to your family. You're not like this. But you took on this persona to make music. You are whitewashing. Oh, not whitewashing. You're blackfacing. Yeah, sure, you have black, but you're not African-American black. You weren't raised in the hood like we were. You're copying us. And we have proof of that, because we have Drake. We got Jamaican Drake. We got Down South Drake, right? Because he talks a certain way, right? If you listen to certain songs when he's playing with reggae artists or Rihanna, he has an accent he uses. Right, so I had a friend when I worked in the hospital that we had a lot of Haitians that worked there, and every time he would talk to me, you know, the Haitians talk, they got like a little accent. He would start mimicking the accent as he's talking to them, and I'd be like, "Bro, you can't do that." He's like, "I can't help it. What the heck? They're talking to me in this weird accent, and I keep copying them." You know what I'm saying? And that's what Drake is doing. He's copying them, and that's what Kendrick is saying. Kendrick is saying, "You are not from the hood," and that's why Kendrick said, I don't like it when you say the word nigga. Because he's saying, you're not from here. right? And then I seen another video that this guy went to Europe, and he's interviewing these black people from Europe, and they're, you know, they're hip hop culture, the way they dress and act and talk, whatever. And he was asking him, he goes, where you were born? He was like, I was born here in England. He goes, so you're European, right? Because they were basically saying, no, we're African American, whatever. He's like, you're European, right? And the kid was like, what? What are you saying? Like, the kid didn't even realize that he's not an American, because that's what he surrounded himself with, this thing, with this culture. You know what I mean? So to him, he was like, yeah, of course I'm black. I'm the same as you. You know? And he goes, and then even during the interview, they found out, he's like, you're not even really from Europe, because your family's straight from Africa. Your family has never experienced the plight of slavery. You are free black people that moved to Europe. So this is even not even close to your culture. You might as well be something else totally different, you know? So that's kind of what Kendrick is saying to Drake.
I mean, the beef is Canada and USA, right? Because Drake is Canada. I mean,
listen. Well, we think about it like that because of the Tupac and Biggie. That's why we think about it like that.
Yeah, but like,
because that's how it was when we were kids. It was West Coast, East Coast.
I know, but if you needed ammunition, you know, it helps that you're from Canada.
Yeah.
If I'm dissing you, it really helps that you're from Canada, because, yeah, all that cultural appropriation shit would apply.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I mean, I don't deny that the guy's genius in the way that's why he's number one. But I just wonder if that's the song that you're going to be listening to 10 years from now. You're going to be looking for that track. Unlike listening to like a track that you always play once in a while. Like, what's a song that from back in the day you just listen to it because this shit is just like the beat. It sounds great. You're just driving.
So many. I have a whole playlist. So many.
Are any of them rap battles?
Ether's on it.
Except for that. Again, I put Nas in a different bubble because it's, I don't know, for me, Nas.
It's literally the only one. As much as when Tupac comes
that's
up,
what I'm
Hit
saying.
Him Up comes up, I listen to it. But I don't choose to listen to it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think, yeah.
So I feel like that about all the other songs within this rap beef. But this one stands out. This one's a little bit different. It's a really good song. Even if it wasn't had to do with beef, it's a good number one. This song, I think it went platinum. Like, this guy's got rich off this stupid diss track.
Imagine you know? That?
That's crazy, yo. And I'm listening to this thing, right? So Joe Budden has a podcast. I don't really watch it, honestly. But I watched a clip of it where some guy was talking to Joe Budden. They were arguing back and forth about the whole Drake and Kendrick thing, right? And then, you know, they get a little heated. And the guy's like, yo, hold on. Let's be honest. Let's be real. We're going to be real. Let's be real. He goes, we know, because we're in the industry, nobody likes Drake. Everybody thinks he's a nerd from Canada. And we just put up with him because he sells. He makes us money, so we work with him. But nobody likes him as a person. Nobody hangs out with him. You know? Drake is in a category of pop hip-hop.
In other words, we're there for the clout.
We're there for the money.
The clout.
No, we don't. I mean, we don't want to be like, hey, that's my boy. We're like, no, we work together. We make music together. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to be known. Clout is like saying, I'm going to hang out with this guy so they could think I'm part of this gang.
Or I'm going to hang out with this guy because I know that he brings in crowds. So it's an opportunity for me to, that's clout to me.
Yeah. No, that's just money. That's business, baby.
How is that business?
Because you're literally doing it for the money. You don't care about this guy. You don't want to be known about this guy. You just want the money.
Again, I don't know. I see clout as, so like when they're streaming, this conversation came up, how some people will show up to other more popular streams because they're trying to feed off of.
Yeah.
Isn't that clout? What is that then?
No. The clout is more like, I'm going to dick ride you. That's what clout is. I'm trying to chase that. I want, we're boys, yo. That's like, I go to my stream by myself and I talk about your stream. I'm like, oh, yeah, yo, you know Jose? Yeah, that's my boy. Yeah. That's my boy. We're best friends. Like, we go back like that. Going to your stream to be like, yo, I'm making my own stream. Peace. That's like me saying, hey, I need some of your numbers. You got the money? I want some.
Going to my stream.
Yeah.
So
whatever. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I didn't, and Kendrick, this came out, you know, Kendrick was like, I made music, a song with Drake, and there was a argument within the studio because I didn't want to work with him. But they convinced me because they're like, yo, all you need is the money. He's going to bump up your numbers, and then you can go your separate ways.
And so, that's not clout.
No, that's just money. That's business. Again, it's business.
I think we...
Clout is almost like I wanted you to be my mentor or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm looking up to you.
You're sucking up to the person.
I'm sucking up. Yeah, I want you. I want to be with you. I want to know.
I want to almost be you.
Yes, exactly. It's a different form. Like, it's just strictly business with most of these people. They don't like each other. They just make music with each other and that's it. And speaking of the whole Drake thing, it's like, if Drake was, Drake came on because Lil Wayne put him on, right? And he made, you know, a lot of songs with Lil Wayne and Nicki Minaj and all of them, right? This is his crew, right? Why none of them came to help him? Why not none of them said anything to the public? If they're his friends. Because think about it. Any other context, you're my boy, we're riding together. They diss you, they diss me. I'll get on a track with you. I'm helping you out. Lil Wayne? Kendrick would have lost, bro. You're talking about the giant of hip-hop. Lil Wayne's been making platinum albums since he was 19. You know what I'm saying? None of them came out and spoke out and to like defend him.
Drake.
And at and now when the pedophile stuff came out, you would have figured one of them would have been like, yo, he's not like that, bro.
Yeah, but
I know this guy for, you know, whatever, 15 years. He's not like that.
But in this day and age, Climax. Yeah. I'm excited that you're here, bro.
I see that. I think you mean climate. All right.
Yes, you know? That's what I meant.
So, like, there's another rapper that came out that made a song. The song was, I don't think it was that good. I listened to it. But he defended Kendrick and he dissed Drake as well. You know who else came out? Kanye West. Kanye West made a song dissing Drake. Nobody paid attention to it because, you know, Kendrick was the big thing. But Kanye West made a song. Now, Drake is so pop. Remember, Drake is the number one selling hip-hop artist right now. You know? In the last 10 years even. He's been writing that for a long time. Right? Nobody's come out and defended him. All these people he made songs with and albums with. And now one person came out. You know, that's just to show you, like, people are there for the money. They don't really care about him. You know?
Right, because they would have... Right. But again, would you want to associate yourself with that kind of...
If it's not true, I'm going to say it's not true.
But
right?
No, I mean, that's the other person, not him. Talking about as what's his face? As Drake's boys. Like,
yeah, oh, yeah, like...
yeah, I fucked with you. You know, we did business together. You know, I may like you, whatever. We may have a vibe, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to put my name out there, bro.
Yeah, but...
For that reason, it's particular, it's business.
Yeah, but think about it. If Lil Wayne would have got on with Drake, he's bulletproof. You know what I'm saying? Lil Wayne is one of the best. There's interviews with Lil Wayne where he's talking. Somebody's like reading lyrics to a song, and he's laughing. He goes, "Did I write that? Did I say that?" Because he's made so much music. You know what I'm saying?
He has to go back.
He's like,
back
did check I, "That was himself. Me." Oh my god, that's great. You know, because he forgets he's done so much. You know what I mean?
That is
crazy. He's like bulletproof in the hip-hop industry. He's like, he's going to go down in history as one of the greatest. You know what I'm saying?
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne, guaranteed, yes. And well-deserved. He had hits upon hits. He could make a song right now. We'll all bop to it.
Do you think that turn my camera? Do you think that something's going to come out of that?
Of what? Of the Drake thing?
A Drake thing.
I don't know. I've been hearing... I don't know how true any of this is because I'm not part of this industry. But I've been hearing that the music executives have been talking to them behind the scenes saying, squash this beef because this is impacting your sales. And not only is it impacting your sales, it's impacting our sellability, like us being able to sell you as a product. You know what I'm saying? Like commercials or TV shows or whatever. We can't, you know, artists don't want to work with you now because now you're associated with a pedophile. So we need this to be cut. We need to kill this beef
right Who's now. Telling them that?
I mean, allegedly.
Drake's people.
Yeah, not just Drake's people, but the music executives that run both of there. They're like talking to you. Like, remember, this whole music industry, they all work together. So they're like, you guys
have to squash this. They don't work with the same record label, do they?
No, no, but they're... I don't know. They might actually be signed some... There might be some kind of background affiliation between all of them. But they still work together. They're hip-hop industry. So they're like, we got to figure this out. We can't.
You know? I would think that the hip hop industry, those bubble people, that they would keep going. Everything's great.
Well, you would, well, that's.
Are you saying that the executives I represent? Yeah, I have exactly. a contract with
those
with,
guys.
I have a contract with what's his face? Drake. Drake is my guy.
Drake is your guy. You want that beef squashed right away?
I would want it because I'm losing. But why would you want it as
Kendrick Lamar? Kendrick's like, I don't care. It has nothing to do with me.
That's what I'm saying. So who are you referring to as far as the industry?
The industry is his record label. They're talking to each other.
Yeah, fuck you.
Well, I mean, they want to. I mean, remember, it's not just Kendrick and Drake as far as the record labels are concerned. It's all your artists and all my artists. So I want to keep our piece because we have other artists that we got to work together to help put the money up. But one of your artists is messing up minds. So now we have to talk. And I got to talk to Kendrick and be like, look, you know, it's more than just you. It's the whole record label that we got to work with here. So we got to take it easy. Now, Kendrick's mentality is like, no, this is my culture. Drake is not part of it. So in Kendrick's mind, he's thinking higher than money. He's like, I don't even care about any of this music sales. He's a culture vulture. You know what I'm saying? And he's impacted our music for the worst. As far as Kendrick's concerned.
If I was Kendrick's people, I could care less what.
And that's what they're saying to the record, the executives.
Right. Well,
the executives are not Kendrick's people, mind you. They're the money guys. They're the white guys.
Right. They're the ones that are getting paid.
They just want the money. Yeah. They don't care about this beef. They probably never heard of it until the day they saw the sales record. They're like, who the hell is making music?
So who is these people?
Who are these people? What the heck? Did he sign
Where's
to
my
us?
Check?
This guy Kendrick signed to us? All right. We got to talk to him.
So. But again, if I was Kendrick's people as the producers, even if I have other artists, if anything, my whole base is getting stronger.
That's what I'm saying. For Kendrick, he don't care. Drake's people, they're losing it.
Going crazy.
Yeah. Remember, he didn't just say Drake is a pedophile. He said all the people he hung out with are pedophile. He named them by name in the songs. He's like, why are you hanging out with this guy? He has a case. Literally said he has a case. People looked it up. Oh, shoot, he does have a case.
So... Again, so right now, like, what is it? Everyone's, it's Diddy, right? Diddy's getting buried.
Diddy's done.
Diddy did it.
Done. We have video proof. You seen the video?
Yeah. I saw the video. No, but I mean, it's not going to stop there. That's the...
Well, remember, Diddy don't make music. So as far as the record labels are concerned, they don't care. He's done. They've been done with him. So as far as they're concerned, they're like, bury him. We don't care. It's nothing to do with me. He's never making music for us ever again. Why do we care? We have other artists to worry about. And mind you, Drake is the cash cow for these record labels. Not just for his record label, for all the record labels. They want this guy that they can be like, hey, get on a track with Drake because we know that you make money for us. You know what I'm saying? If we put our guy with Drake, it's going to make our guy popular. People are going to listen to our guy. And our numbers are going to go up. So we need Drake to live. You know, we need the guy. You know, and once they lose Drake, then now it's going to be again, who's going to go? Mind you, Drake, and who was it that said this? One of the artists said this. He said Drake is, Mos Def. They asked him, this is years ago. They're like, hey, what do you think about Drake? And he's like, come on, don't ask me that. You know, in an interview. And then he said, Drake's music plays in Target. Hip hop music doesn't get played in Target. Drake's music is played in Target. If his music is played in Target and hip hop music does not get played in Target, Drake is not hip hop. Drake is pop. He's hip hop pop. He's hip hop.
That's what he's hip hop.
Hip hop.
Once in a while he'll.
Yeah, I mean depending, you know, but he's pop. Now, not to say that Drake makes bad music. He makes great music. I love his music. Right? But I know the category he's in. When you listen to rap and you listen to Drake, you can see the difference. His music is very happy, poppy. You know what I'm saying? Think about Wu-Tang Clan. They're hip hop. You never hear them in freaking Walmart. Never. You probably never will hear them in Walmart.
Maybe it ends with wop, 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 wop.
That's the Drake made a song. Think about it. After that, Drake made a song in response and nobody cared about it.
So that's it.
Yeah. As far as Kendrick concerned, he's like, I have nothing else to say. We're done here. Nobody cares what you got to say now. So why do I have to? I don't even need to bother myself anymore.
Ooh.
So
there's nothing like.
But the people that love Drake are like, oh, Drake won. He was the last one. But that's not how it works.
Is it?
No.
It's because, not. Okay. They're like, I love this. I love this part because, please. Like.
It almost, you, I forgot what the word for it. You ever heard of this term that it's the sound that dead bodies make before they die?
It's like, the sound that bodies make.
Yeah, when somebody's dying, they make a sound like, yeah, yeah. Not like that, not that bad. It's literally like,
that's the way my
it's literally routine. The bubbles
inside. That's going to be my sound. Yeah.
So to me, that's what Drake was doing. There was the last, he's dead. It's just like, nah, we don't need to talk about that. He's fine.
No, I.
Because if you listen to the song, it was basically him saying, nuh-uh. The whole song. Nuh-uh, not me.
But it also reminds me of like the... It also reminds me of like... Bitch. It also reminds me of like... some niggas want to get the last word in.
Yeah.
But there's no better feeling than letting them have the last word.
And nobody pays attention to it.
No one. And they know it. And they're like... Oh, they're waiting for your reaction. They want to continue it.
Yeah. And you're like, no, I don't, I have nothing
to say. I already finished.
I'm done. Sorry.
And because you had that attitude, they fucking lose it.
And it's funny because what made it even better, right? There was Drake told a DJ, I forgot the name, Metro Boomin. He's like a producer or whatever. He told him, shut up and make beats. Like, don't even bother yourself with this beef. Just shut up and make beats.
We need more... Target music.
Yeah, just shut up and make beats. So Metro, I mean, he's not a rapper. So it's funny because during this time, this quiet time, people on TikTok are like, what is he going to do? If he makes beats, he's doing what Drake said to do. If he doesn't make beats, then he doesn't make money. He just, you know, what is he going to do? He's not going to catch 22. He has to make beats, right?
Get to work.
So what he do? He made that beat, the BBL Drizzy one. You heard the BBL Drizzy beat? You never heard it? You're lying.
Maybe.
So he made
it. Keep going.
He made this beat, and then he puts it on his Twitter. And on his Twitter, he says, take this beat, it's free. All rappers out there, rappers, and I don't care who you are, make a song with this beat, and the best one, I'll make you a free beat for your album. So all these little rappers are like, hell yeah, I'm making a song for it, right? So we got literally thousands of people dissing Drake. These random rappers.
And who gave him the beat?
Metro Boomin. The one that Drake told him to make beats. He's like, all right, you want me to make a beat? I'll make a beat. And he made this beat that was dissing Drake. And now when I'm playing the beat right now, you're going to be like, oh, it's not copyrighted. So we can play it. Well, we shouldn't be able to play it because he didn't copyright it. You never heard it? So apparently what it was a comedian on TikTok used AI. So good. Wait, hold on. Let me restart first. Do you know what a BBL is?
Yeah, let's
okay, so a BBL is when somebody gets like ass implants. So rumor has it that Drake got ab implants. So they started calling him BBL Drizzy as a joke. So this comedian came out and started making, with AI software, that's an AI word, people, he's not even a real person. With AI software, making like 3 or 4 different songs, making fun of Drake. This is way before the beef. Literally months before the beef.
Wow.
So as a joke, as a comedian. So this guy, Metro Boomin, found it and used that as a sample, which in history has never happened. Every time you want to use a sample, use it from a previous artist. He didn't use an AI generated sample.
Nice.
So this is the future, by the way. This is changing industry, guaranteed. And then he used, now mind you, you can't, what's the word I'm looking for? You can't copyright it, or you can't, there's no royalties you got to pay for an AI generated sample.
You know? Not even the AI software developers? Nobody.
No, because they didn't make it. The AI made it.
But they made the AI software program.
Yeah, but it's not copyrighted.
You see where shit's getting funny? Yeah. Like, laws need to be...
But that's what I'm saying. This is going to change. And if that's the case, there'll never be a free AI music software ever again. You'll have to pay a fee or a licensing fee or something. It'll never change.
Yeah, because if I was that language model that I developed and you use it to create this, I'd be like, fuck, I could have made money.
Yeah. So he took this and he made this beat. And the song that he got it from is the guy singing. And he's talking about his BBL. He's like, it's the best thing you ever seen. It's, you know, thicker than a Snicker. It's funny. And he goes, it ain't no mystery. I got the best BBL in history. Like, that's what the guy's saying. So he copied it and he chopped it up and he made a sample and he made a beat. And this is a song that he gave out and people all over the world, so in different languages, dissing Drake. So they start rapping. Bro, I saw a video that this guy was doing sign language dissing Drake. It's so good, bro.
So.
So this is the culture saying, hey, because half these people that made the music, they're not serious about it. They just did it because it was funny or whatever. So, but literally the culture is like, hey, check this out, Drake. We're dissing you too. You know, so I wonder if Drake, he made a rap, nobody paid attention. All of a sudden, all these people across the world are making diss songs against him now
because of him.
Yeah, mind you, this technically has nothing to do with Kendrick. This is a different person that Drake dissed.
That
came out. I was like, hey, I'm doing this. Screw you, because I don't even think Metro Boomin worked with Kendrick to make any of this diss tracks. Metro Boomin produced the song. The first time Kendrick dissed Drake on a song. But it's not like he made the whole verse about Drake. He just mentioned it. Because Drake and J. Cole, I don't know if he's J. Cole, he's a different rapper. Drake is top-selling artist, right? J. Cole is a very good lyricist. Kendrick Lamar was known for years as the savior of hip-hop because his rap style went back to the original of hip-hop, right? And everybody was saying he's a saving hip hop because remember there was a point where the people were like mumble rapping, yeah. So that like
the minute you were saying that,
yeah,
I remember why Kendrick now,
yeah. That's why Kendrick, his album cover has a crown of thorns because he's saying I save hip hop, right? So in the song,
for someone who doesn't follow none of this shit,
yeah, he knows stay enough. Tuned. He didn't know Kendrick's name, but he knew that something about.
Sorry, him. Got it because
yeah. So they say J. Cole said. We're the big three, Drake, Kendrick, and me. And Kendrick don't like Drake. He doesn't think Drake is worthy of
even his being accolades. In any
so,
top three of anything.
Exactly. So Kendrick said, he said, fuck the big three. It's just big me.
Right. I heard that part.
All right. So then, and then J. Cole made a diss track towards Kendrick. Then J. Cole took it off the internet and apologized to Kendrick and said, I'm sorry. This is real, nigga. No, you know what I think happened? And this is just my theory. I think Kendrick called J. Cole or spoke to him somehow and said, look, this is my view on Drake. He's a culture vulture and da-da-da-da-da-da. No heat on you.
Let me give you a little soundtrack of what's about to happen to him.
And I think
Kendrick, you decide where you want to be on this battle.
Yeah, and I think J. Cole was like,
oh yeah, you're right.
I understand where you're coming from right now, and I didn't mean to diss you and da da da. Like now I get where you're going with this, so I don't want to be part of this.
Oh yeah.
And it was one of the best decisions he ever made because he didn't get involved in this. But apparently, this new song that he just came out recently is so bad. It's one of the worst songs he made. Yeah, and I listened to a little clip of it. I was like, why would he make a song like this? It's so bad. But hey, maybe he's nervous.
Yeah, he's trying to be like, let me do something totally different to not even.
So going back to the Kendrick and Drake beef. So after it's all over, dust settles. Everybody's just having fun with the music. There was a point in one of the songs where there's a girl called Sexy Red. She's a rapper. Annoying. One of the worst rappers in history. She's ghetto. So people are paying attention to her.
On the level of Cardi B.
Cardi B's great compared to her. You know, Cardi B's like Drake. She's an industry, they're called industry plants, where they're not really good, they're not really rappers, but they're used for their persona.
Right.
But like, we'll feed you music, you keep rapping it, and we'll keep getting the money from it. Yeah. I don't think she's posing. She is part of the culture.
But she has the classic showman.
Yeah, she's not a rapper.
She's a showman.
Yeah, she's not a rapper.
Where you could put her in front of a camera, she'll be funny. Yep. You could put her with a mic and she'll follow the lines and sound good.
Yeah.
You could put her in front
of a camera. So they need her. So they're like, we're going to use you. You know? So in one of his songs, Kendrick goes, when you stand next to Sexy Red, I believe you see two bad bitches. So he's saying to Drake, when you wear her, I believe you think you like her. You think you're a bad bitch.
Yeah, I remember hearing that too.
So this is the freaking Kendrick Lamar is playing chess. Drake is playing bingo or something because he's not even involved. He's not even playing checkers. This is so beyond him. He's playing Connect Four. That's what he's doing with the pieces. So
with the checker pieces, he's playing Connect Four.
Because I think that, because mind you, to make music, it takes a while. You know, you got to get the artist, you got to rap, you got to get, you know, contracts and put the beats and whatever.
What a fucking crazy.
So I think Kendrick knew that he was making a song with her or was in the middle of the process. So he decided to throw that line in there. So Drake, a smart man, decided, you know what I'm going to do? In this song, I'm going to mention the BBL Drizzy beat and I'm going to play it. So there was a point where Drake rapped over the BBL Drizzy. This. Drake raps over it. And he tries to switch the BBL. Like, not me BBL. Like, I pay for people to get BBLs. I pay for the women. Now, it's a smart move for Drake. He kind of leaned into it. He was like, hey, haha, making fun of myself. That's the best form of being humble. Like, you know, you kind of, like, deprecate yourself. That's why you see comedians do it all the time. They kind of make fun of themselves.
It's a recovery.
Yeah. So, good for him. Still not enough. It doesn't save him from the fact that he lost that battle. Right now, he's just trying to save face and get right back into the money making industry.
Because it's probably because his producer like, bitch.
Yeah,
you better
get on him. It was a great move to do that. I just think, as far as this hip hop beef is concerned, it's not a really good move. But for financially, makes sense for him. He's trying to work his way back into the system. And I'm still a music guy, you know. You know, I don't think Drake is gonna suffer financially from any of this.
You.
Okay.
Right, you're gonna hear me in Target Music again.
Oh yeah, you're gonna hear him for years in the elevator.
As a matter of fact, I got an album coming out.
Yeah, he'll be fine. You know, Kendrick is not a pop artist. He only sells to people that like hip hop, raw hip hop. So that market is smaller than Drake's market. You know, white people in Utah listen to Drake. These people don't listen to Kendrick. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, there's something about hip hop that's very geographical. I don't know if the word I'm trying to say. I'll give you an example. Pac is known for West Coast. Biggie is known for Brooklyn. Nas, Queens.
Geological.
Yeah. Ludacris, Georgia, right? You got your
territorial. You have your
Drake doesn't have
districts.
That.
He got Canada, nigga. He got all of Canada.
Yeah, I know.
That nobody wants to go to.
And that's why Kendrick was mentioning. He goes, when you want to make money, you go to Atlanta. And then in the song, I don't know if you listen to the words of the song, he's basically, at that point, he turns to the audience. He goes, let me put y'all on game what he's doing. He goes, back in the day, these people used to do this, and the white people will come, and they will profit off of it.
Think about the meetings with the producers and the executives over at Drake's base. Think about those meetings that they're having.
Damage control.
Think about how stressful those
and
fucking meetings are.
I think that's why. Remember, I don't know if you remember, there was a shooting in Drake's house.
Yeah, with the security guard.
Security guard. So my theory is that Drake found out who was leaking some information and shot, and somebody shot him. Because remember, Kendrick was saying, he goes, somebody from your team.
So your theory is they were having a meeting and then it was like, yo, we know how this got leaked. And the nigga's like, it was you, bitch.
Yeah.
Some scuffle happened. Security got involved and a gun went off.
Yeah. And real niggas don't snitch. So he was like, yeah, somebody drove by and shot. Just make sure everybody, there's no heat. We're looking for the guy. They'll never find the guy. The guy doesn't exist. You know what I mean?
As detectives, like, security cams.
There's nothing, I mean, if they give it to you, you don't have to give them anything.
Unless you get the can they get a warrant?
By the time you get the warrant and all that,
it's gone.
Drake is like, oh, it must have got erased. There's nothing you could do, really.
And you can't prove that he deleted it.
Exactly.
Ah.
Oh, sorry, officer. It just wasn't working. I didn't realize. Sorry. It wasn't recording. You know what I mean? So this is my theory. Because remember,
this section right here is totally.
This is all conjecture.
This is. Can you dumb that word down? for me.
We're just making this up. We're making this up.
I understand now.
We're looking at A squared plus B squared, and we're like, man, it kind of looks like C squared. I'm not sure.
And we can't even do math as it is.
We're not Terrence Howard. We're not mathematicians. That's next. coming next.
Stay tuned. All right. So finish your thought, because I think we covered Drake flipping the card.
Take a card. Forgot we do this now. But yeah. All right. So then I think that again from this point forward, I think Drake's gonna be, he's fine. You know, these white girls in Florida don't care about this beef. As far as they're concerned, they want to bob their head and shake their ass. You know. Rumor has it, though, I don't think it's true, that song Not Like Us, again, we're going back to the Not Like Us, he named it Not Like Us because he's not directing it towards Drake, he's directing it towards me and you. He's like, he's not like us, he's different. Okay, that's just, and when you listen to the song with that in your head, you realize, oh snap, I understand what he's saying. But rumor has it, this is why I said the geological whatever, Kendrick is the West Coast. He's from the West Coast. He's always said it. West Coast rapper. Rumor has it that a lot of these West Coast artists are going to join Kendrick and make a diss track, a remix of that song. Rumor has it, again, as well, that Snoop Dogg is going to get on that. Because there was a point where Drake made an AI version of Tupac and Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg's alive, mind you.
He's still alive, guys.
Both of these rappers, AI generated, rapping against Kendrick. And I don't think Snoop Dogg liked that. One, because he was alive. And he was like, that's my voice. And two, because Tupac's in it, that was his boy. Remember, they almost went to jail together.
Oh, they made an AI version.
Drake did it. And at the time it came out, we were like, ha ha, he's so funny. But thinking back to it, like, imagine if you're Snoop Dogg. You're like,
well, didn't Scarlett Johansson sue because ChatGPT used her voice?
They didn't use her voice. If you listen to it, it's totally different. I think
it doesn't matter what the result is. Yeah. It was the same thing, though, right?
No, because this was actually his voice.
This was literally his voice.
Literally his voice.
Well, she's claiming that it was.
She's claiming that it was. When you listen to it, you know it's not.
So, damn.
But that's next.
All right.
So let's talk about the Charlie Johansson real quick. It'll be a few minutes. ChatGPT, whatever, they're using a voice. Apparently, they contacted Scarlett Johansson.
Right, and they were like, yo, hey, what's up?
Can we use your voice?
And she was like, nope.
And they were like, so apparently 2 days before they actually...
What do you think she thought the reason was why?
She's just the one... Because if she uses her voice, it's out of her hands forever.
And that's why I would have been like, you could send me the script and I'll approve my voice for that script.
Yeah.
But it's AI.
But you can make her rap.
That's what I'm saying, AI. So
you can, yeah.
There's not a scripted...
No. So she said no. 2 days before they did the reveal, they asked her again, can we use your voice? She said no. Mind you, with AI, they could play a video of your voice for like 15 seconds and the AI can say every word.
Right.
So they don't really need it.
Instantly you're thinking, I'm not going to be caught out there talking about some crazy stuff.
Mind you, people can still do it today. They could use her voice to do it anyway.
Yes.
But it's just the fact that it's licensed now, so it's totally different. But if you listen to what she's saying, I did my voice as a computer for a movie, her. I think it was her, the movie, with Joaquin Phoenix. You listen to her regular speaking voice, and you listen to the AI version, and they're totally different. When you listen to the voice of her playing the AI, again, it sounds different, but they have the same sort of cadence. She's trying to mimic how the AI talks. So when you listen to it together, you're like, oh, I could see they kind of sound the same, but not the same voice, obviously, but they sound similar the way they talk.
Right.
So that's why I think no matter what she does, she's not gonna have a case, because like you're in the movie, you're copying the way AI talks. So of course the AI is gonna talk the way you talk, but it has a different voice.
In other words, I was sounding like a robot, and you're using that voice, but that voice is my voice, and they're saying,
no, you intentionally tried to sound like a robot in the movie.
Right.
That's why you sound like a robot. That's why the robot sounds like you or whatever, because you guys are basically talking the same. You know?
What a slippery slope.
Yeah. But if you listen to the words, they sound different. I listen to a...
Like the way she talks normally.
That normal voice in the AI, completely different.
So that's like...
That's like saying this.
That's like saying this. The British artist. that naturally talks like, you know, with the native
language. No, go ahead. So how does it go?
I can't even mimic it.
Cheerio, boy.
Cheerio, whatever it is. But that's their normal shit. But when they're out here and they're doing American movie, they're sounding like
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, whatever.
And then they're like, hey, you copy the way I talk because I speak English like that. You cop. I'm trying to sue you because you change your voice to sound like me. That's what they're saying Scarlett Johansson is doing. And if you listen to the AI voice and you listen to Scarlett Johansson, even within the movie, they sound different.
Even the AI she was trying to imitate doesn't sound like the AI that they're using for ChatGPT.
No, it sounds different.
Oh, my goodness. Goodness gracious. Next. Let's pause.
Check out this preview of the next episode of GED Squared.
Because they were trying to describe what the hell is this that we're in.
The space between you and me.
Exactly. So they called it the ether.
Between planets.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they actually was.
Or solar systems.
I don't know if it was in space. But they were just talking. So what I think that they were trying to detect was reality. What is this that we're in right now?
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Not the atmosphere.
But they tried testing it. They were like, we can't find it, basically. We don't know what it is. It's disproven, basically. We can't.
Oh, okay.
So Terrence Howard's talking about the ether still. That's, again, there's nothing there. There's nothing to talk about. Unless you're talking about the reality that we live in.
What is this? Simulation theory.
Not even simulation. What is this, nigga?
What is this?
What are we in right now? How are we talking? What is my brain seeing? What is this? We're gonna cry ourselves to sleep tonight. He's gonna have a bad dream.
I'm so glad they didn't see my face.